Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthwakazo muhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 8 kumpalakazi 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abantu abanengi balokhe bengakalimi ngokoma komkhathi okulakho ukudlondlobalisa isimo sendlala ngomnyaka ozayo. Bazivusele imikhokha abasolwa abacalwa ngokugeba amathuna abantu bebe sebekhipha amathambo abafi besiyawalahla ukuze bathengise amangcwaba kakutsha kuxwayisa ingcwethi kwezamasiko. Silazo ezemidlalo ezabantu kanye lezokuzilibazisa. Zonke lezi ndaba ziyalandela. Ukoma komkhathi sokuphehle ukukhathazeka ebantwini abanengi abalokhe bengakalimi. Abathi umnyaka ozayo lawo ukhanya uza kuba lendlala emangalisayo ukwedlula eyalonyaka. Inengi alikalimi ngoba izulu line kanye kuphela endaweni ezinengi lahlela nyamalala. Indlala yalonyaka ihlasele abantu abedlula izigidi eziyisishiyangalombili 7.7 million. Abadinga usizo lokudla oluphuthumayo. Uhulumende uthi abantu laba bazaqhubeka bedinga ukuphathiswa ngokudla njalo ngomnyaka ozayo kuze kuyefika inyanga kaMbimbitho. Ababelimile endaweni ezinengi bathi sokuchile. Sixoxele sakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi umnumzana Ocean Mafancube.
Kunzima kakhulu baba isimo esingapha eKezi. Izulu likaSewuli like lathi ukufefeza nje kancane kwezinye zezindawo nalabo nje abakwazileyo ukuthi belimalime ngamatherekita beqasha abanye kodwa ke sokuqalile ukumila kodwa ilanga liyahlangabeza liyachisa sikhumbule phela vele ukuthi kuona lomnyaka asizange sivune lutho ngoba izulu lade livele lingekho engikuqinisekisayo lami ukuthi hayi sikhangelane lenkinga enkulu kakhulu kulomnyaka ozayo 2025 ngoba isikhathi sokuthi manje kumpalakazi sibe sesiqalile ukulima kodwa kalikho izulu ngikhangele le dam lakithi laphana elikhulu elisondelane lendawo yemaphisi abantu abathola khona amanzi seliyaphela lalo amanzi idame elikhulu esilithembileyo endaweni engicabanga ukuthi kungumnyaka wokuqala nalo ukuthi lize liphele ngalendlela ekuyiyona khona manje.
Sizwa kuthiwa lenhlelo zokuzigebhela amadamu ngapho seliwagubhile amanengi ungasichazisela.
Esiswaqedile ukuwaphanda mathathu endaweni eseduze-duze ngizabala eleMarinoha abathi ngumhlobo demu. Ngibale elisesenana abathi umbikiwa demu. Ngibale njalo elinye elisesenana abathi unamathe demu. Asephandiwe lawo madamu ize izifuyo zife kakhulu kuwo lomnyaka kodwa ngibone ngathi abantu baduduzekile. Ngokuzwa kwami bekhuluma kuzo lezi nkundla esuke sikizo kumbe ngithi phecelezi amalinki la asuke evuliwe ukuthi hayi sesiswele izifuyo kodwa sokwenele ke manje ngoba sesize saphakama singumphakathi siziphandela amadamu okube impumelelo lokho ngingakufihli njalo ukuthi ngisho ngalendlela ngisho lokhu ukuthi ke nabanye mhlambe abakuzwayo lokhu bekwazi ukuthi endaweni zabo bekwazi ukuthi kuncediswane kuyenziwe nje intuthuko ezifana nalezo ukuze siqhubekele phambili ngoba i-government yethu ngathi donsa izinyawo.
Umnumzana Ocean Mafancube isakhamuzi seMarinoha eKezi. Zimbabwe. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo.
C
Siyalambulela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami ngoDabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa lonkosazana Samantha Sibanda, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ephathisa abakhubazekileyo eSigns of Hope Trust. Sikhuluma ngokunanzwa kosuku lwe International Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Abatsha kumele bezwisise ukuthi ilanga elinjengaleli ngelokuba sithathe sicabangisise njengoZulu mayelana lamalungelo abantu abakhubazekileyo ukuthi sesingapi. Lapho endlala khona siyale ukuthi sithi how far. Ngenxa yokuthi kulezinye izikhathi zokuthi amalanga anjengalawa aphonguba nje ngamalanga ukuphonguba jikamazwi le lali kungela any commitment esiyenzayo. Kumele ukuthi sicabangisise ngamalanga lawo. This year in particular besikhangela nge-leadership of persons with disabilities. So sithi how far ngokuthi abantu abanama disabilities bebe ngabantu abathungamelayo ezigabeni zethu.
Yiziphi ezinye inhlelo ebelizi iphethe kuyona leviki liphathisa ke abakhubazekileyo?
Kuliviki sibe lemicimbi eminingi. Mina ngikwazi ukuhamba emicimbini emibili, enye kade seHopley, enye ibikobulawayo. Nxa ngikhangele kade kuyisikhathi sokubana abakhubazekileyo labo sibafundise ngamalungelo abo. Ngenxa yokuthi into ngayaziyo awungeye wayidimanda anyway. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele ama-rights awaphi umuntu ezidlalele. Kumele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwanise ukuzimela, becela kuhulumende izinto okumele baziphiwe. So ngezikhathi lezi kade sifundisana labantu abakhubazekileyo mayelana lamalungelo abo. Amalungelo abo okuba aku-constitution, sidonethe thina ama-constitution afika 8 ngapha eHarare. Njalo kade sikhuluma ngamalungelo achiyechiyeneyo, i-right to access to assistive technologies, ayo abancedisayo, ama-wheelchair, ama-white cane. Sakhuluma nge-right to education. Saphinda sabamba abambo kwe-budget. Sakwazi ukuthi kule budget debate ebuya masinyazana nje sifuna ukuhlaziya nje ukuthi i-budget ibimi njani. Sithole isikhathi sokufundisana esikhulu kakhulu labantu abakhubazekileyo ukuze sibone ukuthi kungayenziwa njani ukuze amalungelo abo labo bezimele bewathole.
Bona abanye sebekhuthaza ukuthi ukuphathiswa kwabakhubazekileyo bephathiswe ngendlela eza kubapha amandla okuthi benelise ukuziphilisa kumbe ukuphila bezimele bodwa. Lokhu sibona sekuphumelele kangakanani eZimbabwe.
Iya, kusase lo msebenzi khonapho Dabuka, ngoba ngibona abantu abakhubazekileyo lokho kungabantu abaphila ngokuzwelwa ngabantu. I-empowerment sibili kade ngakabe khona. Sike sakuxoxaxoxa nje sisithi even ku-national budget nxa ukhangele abantu abakhubazekileyo bathola izinto ezifanana le-social security. I-social security izimali lezi eziyabe ziphuma zivela kuhulumende ku-social welfare. So lokho kungalunganga kakhulu. Most of i-budget abayitholayo yizinto okumele bezithole nxa bengafika e-social welfare. Sonke siyakwazi ukuthi i-Department of Social Welfare ngekuncedisa abadubekayo. So until and unless we correct into enjalo, sizabe sibona abantu abakhubazekileyo bengabantu bokuphomba ucelacela.
Kuyini elikwenzayo ukuzama ukumisa udubololo?
Sifuna ukuthi sicele ama-members of parliament esimele abantu abakhubazekileyo bekwazi ukuthola ama-loan, bekwazi ukuthola umhlabathi labo bezilimele, bekwanisa ukuthola imfundo. Ama-teacher lawa nabafundisayo labo abe equipped befundise ukuthi bona bafundiswa kanjani ezikolo zabo. Sifisa ukuthi bethole lama-devices anjengama-cell phones, bethole ama-assistive devices ukuze bekwanise ukube bezihambela bodwa bezenzela izinto zabo.
Namhlanje besixoxa lonkosazana Samantha Sibanda, ongumqondisi wenhlangano yeSigns of Hope Trust ngosuku lwe-International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Asihlanganeni nesikhathi esifana nayo neviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Dabo Kancube.
Sibonge uTabo Kancube ngohlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Sigcina masiko wethu, owenze
usenzile manje.
Sigcina namasiko
wethu.
Kwenza masiko namuhla sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabasolwa beHarare abane abetheswa icala lokugebha amangcwaba bekhiphe amathambo abantu babesebethengisa lawo mangcwaba kakutsha. Amapolisa athi bagebha amathuna angamakhulu cishe amane 380. Silencwadi kwezamasiko njalo engusiyazi umnumzana Mhabinyana Ngwenya.
Into ezilayo kakhulu leyo njalo yibuthakathi. Yena lo mkhupha engcwabeni uligebha ulesibindi bani ungamazi ukuthi babe bamkhulumela bathini abakiwe. Lawa mathambo lawa wakhipha uthwasangaphi esiNdebeleni kuyazila lokho angikwazi khonale kibo ngaze ngemba akhulumele ngoba ngamasiko lamasiko.
Esintwini nxa kuthe kwenzakala into enjalo babungwenya kungaba lomthelela bani kulo mkhokha yini?
Umkhokha omkhulu ngoba bonabo bantu awukwazi ukuthi ukubekwa kwabo akhulume kwathiwani ngabe vele besenjani. Wena ulesibindi bani sokuyabagebha amathambo omuntu wafayo ungamazi ayazila wona ukuwabona welatshelwe ngubani ukuze kube njalo ngoba nxa kuthiwa kulo mthi ogejwayo amangcwabakhe abantu bayaconjwa ngemloda ukwenzela ukuthi bengazibonakala belatshelwe ukubona amathambo omuntu abangamaziyo ukuthi wafa kanjani. Abafa ngegugurawundi bayelatshelwa ukuthi amathambo abo naye lingatsholanga loko kwakungatsholiswa naye sevundikile sesiyabekwakutsha abantu bayelatshelwa.
Esintwini siyake sizwe nxa umuntu engangcwatshwanga kuhle kuyabe kuthiwa umoya wakhe uyazulazula uhlalisekanga. Abantu bamathambo agejiweyo ayalahlwa lakwathengiswa amangcwaba singathi imimoya yabo ikusimo bani kathesi ngokwesintu?
Imimoya esihluphekile leyo nawe futhi yena lo wakho xa uthenge ingcwaba usiyabeka umuntu engcwabeni enzile ingcwaba yindlu yomuntu eyokulalo kokucina. Nawe usuzamkhipha ufake owakho ukuthi uyayelala ngcono kulelo ngcwaba usubaxabanisa umoya leyani isixabana udingana endlini yami njalo ufika kwangubani abakithi bathelile yini uhlupho lolo olunaphakade bonabo abasengalawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu abathengisa lawo mangcwaba abantu abagamileyo kakhulu umlando wezindula lezo nxa zikhona ezosiko ngosiko.
Yimikhokha yodwa leziqalekiso ezizabuya lapha ngokutsho kwakho?
Iqiniso lelo.
Ilungiswa ithweni manje nxa inje babungwenya?
Abadala bathi kona eyithiwa zike mkhukhu kakhulu ayiziyazilikela esiNdebeleni kakulanhlamba inhlamba layo iyakhuluma iyatsho yikho sithi mina abadala bathi ngazike enkulu kakhulu ayiziyazekeka beyisisekelwa nje ubona kuNkulunkulu ukuthi uzayiqinisa kanje abantu ingwendela leyo ingwendela sithiwe ingozi.
Kodwa nxa kuthe kwaphathwa kuhle yini abantu besintu kumbe kuyiwe kulindawo kwenzwe okwenziwayo ngeke ihlaliseke yini imimoya yabantu laba mhlawumbe lalabo akade sebengcwatshiwe emangcwabeni akudala alamathambo alahlwayo mhlawumbe labo bakhijwe kumbe ingaphathwa njani kahle kahle ngitsho languhulumende ngoba le indaba esithinta abantu abaningi ngeyomoya ibuye ibe ngenyama njalo.
Yikho uhulumende engakuthibi uhulumende phela okwakhe ukubusa ilizwe umlando wezinduna uhulumende umlando wezinduna wona lowo yikho ukuthi mina na izinduna zosiko zikhona nosiko azikubone ukuthi kungalungiswa njani ngoba labo bantu abakwanelela amangcwaba abadliwa ukuthi bavela ngaphi okungaphi kuyelathelwa kulabo bantu labo bazakuthi ukuthi amathambo kazibanyabanyana ivele wakhiphe kuyihloleni naye besebakhulumela ukuthi hhayi achayenini labo bantu alibakwazi ukuthi ma umuntu efile ngakhona sinethimoyo lapho kwangcwatshwa khona amahove yikho labanamathambo nxa kwakutshaya ingungu abevuka labo uzizwe emangcwabeni betshaya ingungu fo lo osenze isikho esinjalo esingazesiye khona ukuza kuphatha kuthini kuxabanisa imimoya nawo wena umamagetsi kuyesikhinini lawa ulikwamile wavula amathambo lana wafikela wathini
umnumzana mhabinyana ngwenya ngusiyazi njalo uyingcwethi kwezamasiko uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ngiyanibingelela nonke nina abantu bakwa Studio 7 enisikhiqizela indaba ezimnandi kangaka. Sithi uNkulunkulu azabe nani empilweni nokunye nemdeni yakini. Bebe nani. Namhlanje ngifike lapha ngiphethe incwadi yomvangeli uLuka. Incwadi yomvangeli uLuka eyaqala. Eyifundeka ke ngale ndlela ukuzalwa kukaJohane noJesu kuyamenyezelwa emihleni kaHerodi inkosi yaseJudiya kwakukhona umpristi othile ogama lakhe nguZakariya esigabeni sikaAbhiya nomkakhe ongowamadodakazi kaAroni igama lakhe nguElizabeth belungile belungile bobabili phambili kukaNkulunkulu behamba ngayo yonke imiyalelo nezimiso zenkosi bengasoleki. Siyayizwa ke inkulumo yokungasoleki kwalaba bobabili uZakariya nomkakhe Elizabeth. Bona ekuthandazeni kwabo babethandazwa bengachiyi igama elithi uNkulunkulu asinamntwana. Laze lazwakala emazulwini ukuthi bayakhala ngomntwana bobabili. uNkulunkulu wasethuma ingilosi enkulu uGabhariyeni emi phambili kwenkosi ukuthi mayihambe iyobatshela ukuthi isikhalo senu sesizwakele ezulwini. Kuyothi ke ngonyaka ozayo ngalesi sikhathi nobe ninengane. Bakuzwa ke lokho bobabili ukuthi ngonyaka ozayo bayabe benengane. Bahlala ke benjalo uma behleli benjalo njengokuba phela uZakariya wayengasakhulumi. Wayesekhuluma ngamasayini ngenxa yokuthi ingilosi enkulu yathi ikhuluma naye ivele ezulwini izomtshela izindaba ezimnandi. Wangazayithemba waze wabuza ukuthi lokhu kuyayenzakala kanjani. Kwathiwa ke lokho ke yiko kwamvalisa umlomo. Bheka ke esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe, esigodini sakibo wayekhethiwe ukuthi isonto malingena nguye ozaqala angene alungise endlini yesonto ukuthi bonke abantu abangenayo bengene sokulungisiwe. Ngelinye ilanga lamalanga ke wangena. Uma engena babona ukuthi akasabuyi. Uma engasabuyi bakhuluma bathi ingabe namhlanje kuyenzekale kanjani. Kukhona umbono awubonayo umpristi omkhulu, kukhona umbono awubonayo khonapha endlini ngaphakathi. Bavumelana ke kuthiwa babethandaza phela benhliziyonye bethandaza beselayinini abapostoli bethandaza bethandaza bethandazela lelo langa. Kuyabongeka ke lokho kokuthandaza kwabo ngokuba laba bantu babenikiwe phela ngokuthi kwakumenyezelwa ngokuthi uJohane uyobe esesayidini lobubhapathizi abe uyena omqa oqala kutwa kakekho umprofiti onamandla adlula akaJohane ngokuba uJohane wayenikwe inkosi ukuthi athandaze. Ngokusho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi umthandazo ongaka nempendulo kaNkulunkulu engaka ibuya emuntwini esemhlabeni lo muntu engumuntu othembekileyo kuthiwa esigodisa kubo babethembekile wonke umuntu ombonayo wayethi lo ungumfundisi nomfundisi kazi bathembekile kuNkulunkulu ngokusho njalo ke nami ngiyabonga abantu benkosi ake siceleleni wonke umuntu ngokuba lo muntu lo ozazalwa la uyena esingaye namhlanje owaqala kuye ukuprofita ngokuthandaza ngokubhabhatiza kuthiwa ubhabhatizo lonke lubuya naye ngiyabonga ngokutsho njalo wasithandazeleni bonke abantu abanenhlupheko abaphethwe izinhlupheko zabo asibathandazeleni ngokuba abanye babo bagula nje bayagula befihla bengatsheli abapostoli ukuthi bebathandazise manje ke sicela uNkulunkulu ayenze amandla abo lo mthandazo ungene kubo bezifihlile benjalo ukuthandaza ke abantu behlangene kuhle kakhulu ngoba abanye basenalo ugetsi lolwana lwabo Johane nabo Petros banalo lelo getsi mabethandazela umuntu uyaphila siyanithandazela abantu benkosi philani ngaphansi komthandazo ngokuthi unjalo ke nami ngiyabonga asivaleni lo mthandazo sivaleni ilanga lanamhlanje umusa wenkosi yethu Jesu Christus nokudlelana nothando nomoya weyingcwele hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Kuhlandla lezemidlalo namuhla sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu owake wadla ubhedu edlalela iqembu leHighlanders uBlessing Gumiso yena osehlala eSouth Africa lapho aqeqesha khona abantwana esikolo sakhe sezenguqu asivule kulelo lizwe kubika uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Abalandeli beHighlanders babembiza gumigumi kumbe sekhulumtare ngesikhathi edlala leli qembu ngeminyaka yama-1990s. Nangu elonda imbali yakhe.
Khulela elingazalelwa eMutare, ngahamba kuSakuva Primary School from kuSakuva, ngayenzi iSecondary School Ellis Grade U eMutare khona ngale. Sakhula sidlala ibhola lamaphepha estratini labanye abantwana. Ngawa le nhlahla ukuthi kunye i-team eMtare khona ngale yama juniors kuthe iCity Velos yayikhochwa nguIan Madondo.
Ugumiso wadlala amaqembu ambalwa esakhula goqela iBoro Timbers kweRe United kanye leTanganda.
Isaba le nhlahla eMtare i-team ukuthiwa yiTanganda yafonywa and iTanganda was a well sponsored i-team. So ngabizwa khona ngale for ama trials for ama under 20 nga qualifier kwawulolo iDimutasa uWilliam Chari uNelson Bandura uArnold Tsunga uJohnson Mbaradza Ian Matondo Anthony Masunde webesa ku Rwai Simba for Dishtakatira just to mention a few.
Njengomdlali onamaphupho amakhulu futhi loyisa udlala iHighlanders uBlessing wasuka eMtare elibhekise konke ukuthi zethunqa izesiyadinga amadlelo aluhlaza.
I told my friends eMtare ukuthi madoda mina sengipakisha isikhwama zami sengihamba koBulawayo. Wathi weBulawayo uzenzani? Ngathi ha mina sengizojoin iBhosa. Abantu bahleka including my brothers, my sisters, even abangani. Wathi how ungaya eBulawayo ukudlalela iBhosa njani wena ungazake wadlalela even a PSL team eMtare. So I was never spotted akula umuntu angibizayo kumbe umuntu angispotayo wathi Gumiso buyizo dlalela iBhosa ngasihambela ngagibela izupho ngayehla koBulawayo
atheleka koBulawayo engasadlanga ngojana uGumiso wafika waba lenhlanhla wahlangana lomunye umdlali weBhosa uGift Lunga Junior bahle baba ngabangane.
So ngambuza ngathi I'm from Mutare ngibuyizo join iBhosa wahleka wathi ubizwe mbani ngathi akula umuntu angibizayo wathi okay ubuye ngemande siya trainer eHighlanders Sports Club wakhomba wanikeza ama directions ukuthi uzohamba kanje kanje ngemande we are doing a road work ngoba it was beginning of a season 98-99 season. So ngahamba on Monday ngabona uRamani I used to see them on television omaphepha or Willard Khumalo. They welcomed me. What in front of me, trainer. That was it. So then I signed. The rest is history.
Iqembu leHighlanders enqoba lathanyela inkezo zonke njalo lathatha isicoco sokuba yintshantshu yePremier Soccer League omahlandla amane iminyaka elandelana ngesikhathi uGumiso edlala. Siboze uGumiso ukuthi njengoba sekuleminyaka leli qembu lingasakwazi ukutshaya eziwayo, kuyini okuhluphayo?
Abaningi wangikhona. Mina kubona kwami aba deserve point number one. They don't know ukuthi ukudlalela iBhoso, how important is it, especially go ama fans, ama diehard supporters eBhoso. Kwa iBhoso without ama supporters akula nix. Who is buying, kula ama scout yini? I think this is where the whole system is going wrong. Bakati atheza kuBhoso ungabala abantu ukuthi ungathi lo le talent, lo le talent ozothola ama players amalutshwane. So sizochinja ama coaches, sichinja into zonke, sizowaloku sikhala njalo, sikhala njalo.
Ngempela abayakhala abalandeli beHighlanders, nanku lalo nyaka leli qembu alitholanga sicoco ngitho lesisodwa nje liqede emdlalo yePremier Soccer League lihlezi kuze ngalesithupha kungalani yemklomelo njalo phakathi kwemidlalo yalo yonke engamashumi amathathu lane 34 linqobe kumdlalo elishumi lambili kuphela 12. IHighlanders ibe ngutshikile obhanqa njalo emdlalweni efanayo yabuya yanqotshwa umdlalo elishumi 10. Ngiyimele Studio 7, igama lami Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla sihamba leqembu leRumba elizibiza ngokuthi ngamaprofessionals last number. Lona elidabuka kondolwane esigabeni sako Zuzaphi ePlumtree. Sixoxa lomholi waleli qembu uNhlakanipho Donga.
Salibonani, salibonani kuzo zonke indawo. Angikho ngedwa, ngilo Thonas Nkomo, lo Abeli Ndebele. Siqale ngo 2022 sakhiphe single track ngo July ethiyona uJesu iphendula emthandazo. Kwase kusithi khona ngo December sakhiphe album etinyama yembongolo. Kwase ku last year sakhiphe album etinja kamakhelwane. Be 6 months back ya sakhiphe single track sihlanganele lo munye umfowethu laphana ukuthi ngu-Aubrey oleqembu lakhe laye. Manje sesikhiphile futhi i-albhamu yethu yesithathu, isihloko sayo sithi Igasa Likhiphi.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Abafuna ingoma, ama USB yakhona, ama CD yakhona kanye nama t-shirt lama jacket. Bese kusithi labafisa ukuthi nje ezitolo zabo noma emizini yabo noma amakhisimusi noma ngamungenywe sikwazi ukuthi sibe sokukhalisa kube mnandi. Inumber nazi lapha zozibiza. Eyami ithi 083 8596 92. Bese usiteka Donors lapha nobabancane ithi 083 386 9804. Ekamtshana angisayifakanga lapha nekapeli kodwa ke mangodintala lathi khonapho uyabuza sithola.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela wapha amazwi.
Siyabonga kakhulu bakithi, sicela nje uxhaso.
Kwanele Mthwakazi, asibeni kuhlelo lunye kusasa. Olivalelisayo nguNtungamilinkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.